Charles Benson's TMJ4's chief political reporter, and he is with us in the studio. Charles, thanks for being here. Been waiting to get your take on this all day long. You and I know Joel Brennan. Mm-hmm. He was the secretary of the Department of Administration, kind of the top aide to the governor, some would say. He's now in charge of the Greater Milwaukee Committee. He's well known here. But I think people around the state have no idea who Joel Brennan is. But in political circles, he's a known commodity. Mm-hmm. Tell me your thoughts on the possibility of Joel Brennan at least flirting with getting in the race for governor.
Well, I think the pros on that side would be that he does have a resume. You know, he has talked about, I think even in the interview he had here today earlier, he talked about having the top appointed position in Tony Evers' first administration. When you think of a governor, you think of a CEO. But he also headed up the Department of Administration, and that's like being the COO. So he really, in that position, would understand how government is run because you just oversee just about everything. Having said that, he's got the resume, but there is not the recognition of who a DOA is, who
right.
Joel Brennan is. But I would say he would face an uphill battle on that just like some of the other candidates are right now. You know, it only would have been a Josh Call that would have had that instant
right.
name recognition. If Mandela Barnes ends up getting in, he would have that instant name recognition. So he then starts falling in the middle of that pack of unknowns in trying to get an identity out there. And he, as I mentioned, he has that revenue or that resume. But the thing that he said in the interview here that really kind of caught my attention, he really has to figure out what is the lane? What is that path that he would bring that could capture the attention of the state in what is going to be a very crowded Democratic primary right now, just like what we saw in 2018 when Evers is the guy that emerges. And, you know, he talked about it. I think he's 55 years old. He's got a couple kids in college. You know, he has a pretty good paying job here as at the Greater Milwaukee Committee. And so when he says, what does he bring that nobody else maybe has? He talks about his currency, his relationships, right? But certainly as DOA, certainly as in the GMC. But where does he sort of like say, I look and sound different than all the others to create a lane and a space to move through that to get through the primary?
Is it concerning that Rebecca Rodriguez has already raised $2 million and there's some that still haven't announced?
So that will be the other field that he would have to think about. How does he jump in and now start getting people to donate to him, given that the others have been out there? But look, you and I, all of us here, we talk about 2026, right? Like it's here tomorrow.
Right.
And for most people, as we saw in the most recent Marquette poll, it's just not on their radar. Yeah. So there is time. But when you look at if Joel Brennan does jump in, he now becomes another person in Evers' inner circle on his team with Missy Hughes, who played a big role and sort of is in some of that space of talking to the big corporations who, you know, help the economic engine of our state. Rodriguez is on the team as well.
I think fundraising, Charles, could be a strength for him because although he's not known to the average person in the average neighborhood, he has relationships
and he talks
with
about that.
Business owners. He has relationships with the political machine. They might not know who he is on the ground in a neighborhood in La Crosse, but if you're an elected official in La Crosse, you know him and have a relationship with him. Could that be beneficial to raising money and helping his organization?
It certainly could help on the raising of money. But at some point, what is his narrative going to be? And as we saw in the elections out in what are largely blue states, Virginia, New Jersey, and then the election in New York City, you know, was there a sort of a shift now of younger voters saying, we want somebody younger as well, who has maybe some of the whatever the basic principles they think the party should be? And will they be the driving force of who comes out of the Democratic primary in 2025? Look, in 2026, we're still a purple state. We're still 50-50, right? So he's going to have to appeal to the base if he gets in, just like all the others. But is that base looking for something different than what Tony Evers accomplished in the next generation of Democrats.
I think there's the chance that he doesn't flirt with this at all if Josh calls in. Josh Call not being there has left the door open because there's not really a front runner. And I think, you know, he's friends with Mandela Barnes. I wouldn't be surprised if they're having discussions. I bet if Mandela Barnes gets in, Joel Brennan says, yeah, I'm not. And if Mandela lets him know I'm not getting in, then maybe Joel flirts with it a little bit more. Can you talk about that dynamic amongst all these candidates know each other, at least peripherally, because of what they do for a living?
Yeah, I think that sometimes that does play into it. You got to add David Crowley as well. I mean,
right.
You know.
They're good friends, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that could play into it. But if you have said, I can get the money, I know what the path would look like, there is a lane for whatever message and policy issues that you think. I don't think it then comes down to, but, you know, person A or B is my good friend, and I'm just not going to do it. That would surprise me. The other challenge, I think, here for not only David Crowley, but for Joel Brennan, if he decides to get in, you know, often when we cover stories in communities, we hear this term NIMBY, not in my backyard,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, in politics in this state, sometimes we see not from Milwaukee.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that has been, and Joel Brennan knows that better than maybe anyone because he helped run the campaign
right.
of Tom Barrett, who tried not once but twice to be governor. You know, was it because he was from Milwaukee? Maybe not, but it always plays into the equation. And Scott Walker on the Republican side was the only guy that I've seen recently sort of break through that moment. So there are a lot of factors that he's going to be able to, that he'll have to think about. The one that I thought he said, you know, the wife, the family seemed to be yeah. on board and from the standpoint of how he described it, you know. I am curious as his timeline here seemed to be in the next few weeks.
Right. By December.
And then if he launches before Christmas. So
quick question for you. Would you be more surprised if he got in? Would you be more surprised if he didn't get in?
I'll be more surprised if he gets in. Just in the calculus of where we are. Yeah. That's not to say because he wouldn't be a good candidate
or not.
It's just the calculus of how I see how he will raise these questions of, you know, what's the lane? What's the path? And then if yes, as he's making these calls and talking to people, who does send the check and how quickly could he get to 1 million, 2 million? You know, does he feel like, because he's going to have to come out of the blocks really fast and really strong.
So right now, that's probably one of the conversations, right? He's at least putting feelers out.
Exactly.
Is the money there?
Yeah.
And what is my narrative?
Yep.
Great perspective. Charles Benson is the chief political reporter for TMJ4, senior national political reporter for Scripps News. Always good to have you here. Charles, thank you so much.
Great to be here.
He is the best in the business.